This is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on La Onda Bajita. We're kicking it on educational challenges right now. And as you know, across the state, there is a lot of educational challenges being applied to the reality of education. Fortunately, we have teachers and students who care about these budget crises that are happening and are standing up to talk truth to power by, one, doing a hunger strike and demanding that the UC system actually respect all people of color to come to the school as well. So right now on the line with us, we have a student from UCSC who is a part of the SCENE group up there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what SCENE is?
So my name is Alejandra, and I'm actually a fourth year just graduating here at UCSC. And I'm part of SCENE, Students Informing Now. We're pretty much essentially a support group for AP 540 and undocumented students here at UCSC. And we were created about 3 years ago because there was no recognition from the university that they were undocumented immigrant students on the campus. So it's a really cool space that we created, and we offer different resources, emotional as well as financial and different things like that. We organize around that. We use education. We use popular education methodology, which is comes from a term used from Paulo Freire. I don't know if you, he's a big education philosopher. He's great. So we all learn from each other, and we all teach each other, and we all practice our work, our organizing, and our education in the group.
That's right. And recently, UCSC students actually stepped up to the budget cuts and had a hunger strike in front of the school. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what happened?
Yeah, well, the budget cuts have been affecting a lot of people. But in the university, what they decided to do was the social sciences got the biggest cut, and the whole Department of Community Studies, which is a major for students who want to organize, and it's a social change major, and I'm a part of it, and it's in being threatened of being completely cut. And there's two professors from the Latino American Latino Studies LALS that have also been told that they're going to be fired. And so there was a hunger strike with different demands that the Students of Color Coalition got together, and they fasted for about 3 or 4 days, I think, at the base of campus. And some of their demands were that they save the Community Studies Department and that they do not fire the two professors from the LALS department. There was another demand to make UCSC a sanctuary, like UC Berkeley has done, where it's a safe space for immigrants and undocumented people. And I think they had other demands, but those are some of the main ones. And it was a beautiful group of about, I believe it was under 30, but it was over 15 students who were there either striking or in support of the strikers. There was a lot of people in support. And, yeah, it was really showing a lot of dedication, and it was all students and some allies.
That's right. And we also have on the line with us Sean Lay, who's actually been in also fasting down in L.A., downtown L.A. And Sean Lay, can you tell us how many days now you've been fasting, and what is your cause for fasting?
So here in Los Angeles, there's billions being cut out of the public school system. This year, the district plans to start cutting by laying off 2,500 teachers and increasing class sizes. So the hunger strike was begun by a group of teachers and parents, community organizers, who thought that we need to set a tone for the fight that's going to be happening over the next several years, and to start winning immediate goals, and to get some of the elected officials on the school board here who come from East LA and who are usually very supportive but have not been supportive now. And we felt like we needed to remind them of where they come from and remind them of their conscience and get them on our side. So that's why we began the fast. We're on day 17 right now. Wow. And we're starting to see some progress. Today, the district announced that they're rescinding 500 of the layoff notices. So we feel like we're making progress, but that's not enough. That's just the start. So we're staying strong.
So can you tell us what was actually the number of teachers that were going to be laid off?
We're kind of at issue with the numbers right now, because they were saying about 2,400 last week, And then today they said they're rescinding 500 layoff notices and only 2,300 teachers are being laid off. And that's not the way that we teach math at my school. So we're still not sure about the numbers, but it's in the ballpark of 2,500.
That's right. And so can you tell us what are some of the demands you guys are doing in L.A. right now as well?
So our demands for the short term are very simple. Don't raise class size, don't lay off teachers, and they go together. So that's what we're trying to make happen. We have a short time frame, but the support we've gotten is amazing. And in fact, the media support here in Los Angeles has been fantastic. The newspapers and the TV stations and the Spanish media have been on this every day. And it's clearly getting to the school board and the superintendent. They can't go out in public anywhere without protests now, with reporters asking them about the hunger strike. So the hunger strike is a tactic, and we're also camping out at different schools, sort of taking over public spaces and putting up signs saying, this is our school, we don't want to leave. And the community it's really resonated. So it's been a pretty fantastic thing.
Yes, that's right. Alejandra, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the students who were at the hunger strike are also a part of the group scene, right? Can you tell us more about, you know, because as you know, higher education has a problem with, you know, not letting everybody inside the higher educational system, right, as well. So we have to understand why scene is also a very important group up in the UC system. Can you tell us what that's all about? Yeah, exactly. Like using the AB 540, right, to be able to get all folks inside an educational system as well, right? And this is one of the demands they were actually meeting at the hunger strike in UCSC, right?
Yeah, one of them to pass the DREAM Act, because SEEN organizes around the AB 540 law is a law that was passed like in 2000 or 2001, and it allowed undocumented students or out-of-state students to pay in-state tuition. So tuition is about more than double for out-of-state students or undocumented students. And so this law allows at least an opportunity for to have a little bit of more access into higher education. But there's a lot of barriers, especially for immigrant, undocumented students. Financial is one of the biggest ones. Because they don't receive state or federal financial aid, and there's limited grants and scholarships that are available. Well, actually, no grants, just scholarships available for undocumented students. And our organization raises awareness. We use the arts a lot. We just put on our SEEN show. It was Voces Sin Vergüenza, Voices Without Shame, and we make the personal political through. Just trying to raise awareness that people are human beings, and that a lot of these students have come from areas, a lot of them actually from Mexico, but as we know, the people coming in from Latin America and Asia are like the highest percentages of immigrants coming in, and these populations need to know like that they have some resources.
Yeah, so it's a process just getting into the UC system. So Sean Lay, can you tell us, you know, like how this is going to affect students from getting into these UC systems as well, right? Because as you know, there's already fee increases going into the UC system, and now there's even more budget cuts going against the UC system as well. So, you know, just on the elementary level and the middle school and the high school level, that's really going to affect everybody who's actually graduating from high school today or, you know, during this past week or so.
Yeah, this is getting inner city kids here in Los Angeles, black and brown kids, into universities. It's becoming harder at every level, now from kindergarten all the way through, you know, graduating and staying in, because starting with class size increases in kindergarten classes, right, kids are going to be getting less education. And then, you know, by the time we get to high school, even at the elementary schools, they've canceled summer school now for any student who isn't making up a failed class. So all of the college-bound kids who normally work on summer school to try and get ahead, you know, make sure they got those high GPAs they need, those kids are not being allowed to go to summer school this year. And then you got the community colleges under attack. So several of my very advanced students were planning to go take Chicano studies classes and things like that at night school over summer at the community colleges. They can't get into those classes now because the numbers of kids being accepted have been reduced, and half the summer school classes at East LA College have been canceled.
Yeah,
so,
I heard about that.
Yeah, just from beginning to end, it's going to get harder and harder and harder.
And as we see right now, the governor is really not backing away from this budget cuts on the educational system, because it looks like it's basically stealing candy from babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been saying. You know, this state's response to this budget crisis is, let's just balance it on the backs of these poor children. And that's just an unacceptable response. We did a piece with Al Jazeera, who's doing an American documentary, and they kind of brought a global perspective to this, where they were saying they could not think of another country on the planet that would respond to this kind of economic crisis with nothing but cuts. They said maybe Chile, but nowhere else would anybody be thinking of trying to balance this budget without raising taxes.
Yes, that's right. And yes, Alejandra?
Oh, no, yeah, I know, I was agreeing. Like, I've heard about a lot of the stuff going down in L.A., and I'm actually from Los Angeles, and I'll be going back there. So I really wanted to get plugged into some of the movements and the teacher and student, like, coalition stuff that are happening, like, partnerships that are going on.
I
wanted to briefly share, because I didn't share too much about the major, the community studies major that was being completely cut from the university.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah?
Okay, because I hear weird. This major actually allows for people to put the theory into practice. So it's a major for social justice. And, like, a lot of these times when these kind of, these budget cuts or discriminalization of immigrants or the lack of priority of education, all these things happen. Like, these are the majors, these are the kind of majors that address these issues and help students gain the tools that they need to go out into the community and learn how to do organizing, learn how to do even research, to do their own research and make communities' voices heard within the academic world, so people know what's going on, you know, kind of more on the ground of people's struggles. And it's really sad because it's such a political decision to take away this really highly politicized major that focuses on education and social justice hand in hand, and it's like the first thing to go. And that's why the students were fighting so passionately about it, because they knew they feel that it's an attack on these type of political educational majors that actually make a difference in people's, well, they all make a difference, but they make a conscious social justice difference.
That's right, like what Sean Lay is doing. He's putting his line on the body for all education, and to be able to keep education alive and to be able to, you know, make education available for the next generations that are coming here into the United States, or already here as well, right? So, Sean, is there any closing remarks or thoughts that you want to tell the folks out there?
Just that this needs to be a statewide fight. We need to be talking about, like, concrete, practical things, like, you know, that there are some good people in elected office, maybe not a majority, but there's some out there, right? But this two-thirds thing in Sacramento for passing budgets, this fear of passing taxes because there's no grassroots movement to push for it, like, that's a statewide effort that we need to make happen, and we need to start making it happen now.
That's right. And what about yourself, Alejandro?
Yeah, I think in these times that, like, all these things are being taken away, people tend to just try to, like, oh, well, I'm going to take care of myself, I'm going to take care of my family. But this is a real time that people can collectively and collaboratively come together. And it's really, like, the same fight of capitalism and lack of priority of education and lack of priority of communities of color and low-income communities. And, yeah, I agree. It's a state issue with, like, budgets and lack of priority on human beings. So yeah.
That's right. And you know, just before we go, actually, because I remember, you know, one of the demands that the students at UCSC was also to stop the ICE from collaboration
right.
with UC systems as well, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, actually, I'm not too sure about collaboration of ICE with the UC system, because I heard the collaboration of ICE with the police, like sometimes when it was, when it seemed like something that the police was there to do, but then behind them was the ICE, and so it was like people would be tricked into opening their doors, like in raids and things like that in their houses. But actually, I don't, since I wasn't organizing really with the collective that did the hunger strike, I'm not aware of that demand too much.
Okay, and Sean, you know, ICE raids have been happening down in LA as well, right? And so can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your students and maybe if there's some that have been affected by these raids as well, right? Because it's also affecting their educational, way of being able to go to school and then feeling safe, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, go for it. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that, to be honest, most of the experiences I've had with students and ICE raids have been really anecdotal. And it's been kind of difficult for me to actually see, get a clear sense of what's going on, to be honest. I know it's happening, but I could not say how broad of an impact it's having on our kids right now.
Okay, and so just real quickly, like, you know, what do you think will be the outcome of the hunger strike? Do you think there'll be more challenges to come, or do you think we're going to have to keep on, you know, struggling and organizing to be able to keep our educational system?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people keep saying this is the biggest economic crisis since the Great Depression, and I figure that means this needs to be the biggest social movement since the movements of the Great Depression, since the New Deal. So that's what we need to keep in mind. That's the kind of thing we need to build. So, no, I'm not going to be able to go without eating until we have that movement. So it's not done when I start eating.
That's right. And so if people want to get involved down in the L.A. hunger strike or with UCSC students, how can they do that?
Well, to contact us, we have a website. That's www.lahungryfored.com. That's lahungry4ed.com.
Right on. What about UCSC students?
To get involved, I know there's, I mean, of course, we have a website. Our theme, Students Informing Now group, it's studentsinformingnow.org. And we'll continue to work all over. But to get involved with the UC, yeah, just going to that our website, and we link to other of the websites.
Well, right on. We want to thank both of you for, taking the time out of your busy days and, actually putting yourselves on the line and being a part of the process to be able to, you know, make a difference in our educational system. Because, as you know, this is making a difference, just like Sean was saying. And we really appreciate that because, you know, parents and people from the community are really going to have an available education if we keep this struggle up and if we keep making sure that the governor does his job and keeps the budget in place so that education comes first, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, right on. We want to thank both of you. Is there any last words you would like to say?
I'd like to thank Alejandra. You know, my students look up to people like you, and it makes people like me who have been teachers for a while want to keep teaching.
Thank you. I was going to say a similar thing, that I was listening to all this stuff going down. I'm saying I'm really happy to have, like, these kind of conversations with people from, because we're so separated from distance, but we're having the same struggles and working toward them, so it makes me feel like a community, more not alone, more knowing that people are doing really good things in all over the world.
That's so, right. Yeah. And we want to congratulate all those folks who are graduating, even though there is this economic recession, even though there is all these budget cuts, even though there is all these attacks on education, all those kids that made it to go and see the next level of education, congratulations to you and to everybody else out there as well. Because education is all around us, as you can see. Even Sean is kicking it on the street, teaching folks how to do it, you know, do it right and move and be able to organize properly without nonviolence. So once again, thank you, Sean, and thank you, Alejandra. And we'll definitely keep updating everybody who's listening to the show, and definitely keep everybody in contact and so that they can know more about the struggles that are going on with education as well, right here on Educational Challenges on La Onda Bajita.